Hello, lovelies. Welcome to Crid's Corner podcast, where we talk about everything mental health. I'm your host, Crid. If you haven't yet, head on down to Google Podcasts and subscribe to Crid's Corner, or head on down to Spotify and follow Crid's Corner. That being said, let's hop right into the topic for today. Today we are looking at lupus and the kidneys. Now, as I'd mentioned earlier in this series, lupus is an autoimmune disease, and autoimmune diseases are chronic illnesses caused when the immune system attacks healthy body parts. So, one of the distinguishing characteristics of lupus from other autoimmunes is that it causes the white blood cells, the immune system, to attack main body organs. Now, these main body organs are like the brain, the spine, the skin, the heart, lungs, stomach, intestines, bowels, kidneys, spleen, and say the reproductive system. It can also attack, I believe, the blood vessels, because they are a major body part. So today we're just looking at the kidneys. I could brush through a couple other body parts, and you know, so you can get a rough view of what lupus can do and how it manifests. So the kidneys are a filtration system for the body, for the blood, and when they get infected or inflamed, the filtration system gets disturbed. Meaning, while regular kidneys will filter toxins and waste out of the bloodstream into the excrement system, into the urine, destroyed filtration systems in the kidneys would allow toxins and waste back into the body. Now, this is not good, because toxins definitely should not be in the system, and when the body is infected to the point of breakdown, we say the body has gone into septic shock, where you are filled so much with dirt and waste that the body can't handle it and decides, you know what, screw all this, I'm shutting down and you deal with this yourself, kind of thing. So yeah, these are the urinalysis would be the first test to do to gauge the state of the kidneys, and if there is an issue, there'd be probably high protein count or blood in the kidneys, in the urine. That is for people who are not experiencing other conditions or on their period. That's something different. But if there is blood in the urine, that is, you know, evidently not from another biological process, there is indicator of an issue. So I had an issue with mine along the way, and it was causing other body parts to suffer because they were getting dirty blood. And I was put on certain medication. Now, here's the thing, you don't self-diagnose because you've just done a urinalysis, and you know, it's something that a doctor needs to look through. And for me, it was quite a process, and I'm still on the medication. Not necessarily long term, but for at least 6 months at the very least, so that it can stabilize everything. Now, here's the thing, I did not know that my kidneys had an issue, so I did not have symptoms that I could identify and say, yeah, there's an issue. Yeah, but it was noted in one of my tests, and I was put on certain medication to help manage it. And the thing is, if you have an issue with the kidneys and it does not go, it goes untreated for a while, it keeps developing. Yeah, because the more you eat, the more you consume stuff, the more toxins and wastes exist in your system. So as long as they're not being filtered out, you're worsening the situation. And Lord knows not everything we eat is 100% clean. So yeah, that could lead to kidney disease, which no one wants. So, I mean, when you're doing your next checkup, request a urinalysis. It doesn't hurt to try. It's a pretty cheap test. I would recommend using Royal Path Labs in Fortis Suites in Upper Hill. The test is like 300 bob. And within 10 minutes, you've gotten your results and, you know, you can figure what's going on inside you. So, yeah, it's a clean place, neat. The staff is really kind and they're really quick to do their job. You don't spend a lot of time in there, which is great. So, yeah, next time you want to do a body checkup, get a urinalysis. Check out if your kidneys are doing fine. It's a cheaper way to get answers rather than going through MRI scans or CT scans, you know? So yeah, why not? It doesn't hurt to know, and better to catch a problem early before it becomes debilitating, you know? So yeah, that's all for this week's episode. I will talk to you again next week. Make sure to follow my Instagram account at Crit Corner Podcast for, you know, nice quotes and daily affirmations. And if you haven't listened to my daily affirmations episode, please do. It's a very versatile episode. You can listen to it at any time, morning, evening, just to get your mind in a good place. Yeah, so remember to go outside, get some sunshine, drink some water, get some fresh air, and remember to be gentle and to be kind to everyone, including you. You're a person and you deserve that gentleness and that kindness. So until next week, take care. I love you. Bye.